And in the studio with me this morning, I'm happy to say, is Mr. Doug Osborne. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming in on this kind of rainy day on your bike, which is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and it was great to park in the Alice McChesney Memorial Bike Shed. And it was a lovely tribute to her, a fellow bike rider. So thank you to Raven Radio for providing dry place to park a bike that is easy to access and secure, and again, has that symbolic meaning. I was thinking as I was parking, I can't imagine dedicating a parking place to a certain person, but here we've dedicated a bike shed, which is a pretty cool thing, I think.
Yeah, which is just Sitka right there. Yeah. Yeah, it is nice to have. I don't ride that much to work, but it is nice to not have to cover up your seat with something, you know. So anyway, Doug, you're the health educator for Search, and you are in to talk about National Bike Month.
Yes, it starts tomorrow.
So what do we have lined up for this month?
Well, May is National Bike Month, as you said. On this coming Wednesday, Search is doing a lunch and learn about bike commuting. So it's about how to safely get from your house to the place you're going, usually to work. And we'd be happy to have anybody come there at noon at the Lighthouse Conference Room Cafeteria. And then on the 9th is National Bike to School Day for kids. And then on the 12th, another Sitka tradition is the Sitka Bike Rodeo for kids. That is a Saturday from 10 to 1 out at the Coast Guard. So a couple kid events. And then we kind of switch gears and go towards adults and especially towards commuter bikers.
So so let me just back up for a second. The Lighthouse Cafe is a, you said it's a luncheon?
Lunch and learn. Yeah, so it's a noon to one, and people come in, and there's a show that I put together. I went on and did some web research and just kind of took from some different sources and tried to kind of make a Sitka version of commuter biking. And so it looks at some of kind of the myths and then some of the realities for commuter biking and some of the logistics and then a little bit of how to do it safely. And just to try to help people get through that learning curve. Because I know when I started riding to work, there is some kind of logistics you have to think about and what routes to take and how to do it safely and packing and gear and putting stuff and storing.
Visibility.
Yeah.
Visibility is big. I really noticed that this fall that, you know, it's so hard to see people in a car when you're driving in the pouring rain about 4:30, 5 o'clock when it's just starting to get dark.
Right.
And so, yeah, visibility is, I'm sure, a part of that safety awareness. And so that's the where is the Lighthouse Cafeteria?
It's on the ground floor at Search.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then the kids stuff is happening. And then you say you're going to take a little bit more adult turn there on the National Bike Month.
Yeah, every year the Yellow Jersey is kind enough to offer a gift certificate and sponsor a contest, and it's during National Bike to Work Week, which is the 14th of May through the 18th. And just the more days that you ride to work, the more times you can enter down at the shop. So you just go there on Friday and put out a little raffle card for each time you rode, and then on Saturday they'll pick a name out and then they win a $100 gift certificate. So the more you ride, the more your chances are to win. And then on the 17th, during that week on Thursday, the library is so great at having different community events. They're going to have a event around bike riding, and people can come to that on the 17th of Thursday from noon to 1. And so bring your questions, bring a brown bag lunch, and come and let's talk about how to get the most out of cycling in Sitka. And then on the actual National Bike to Work Day, which is Friday the 18th, UAS is once again going to be breaking out the griddle and giving pancakes for commuter bikers. So people can ride over there in the morning, kind of a 7:30 to 9 type of affair over at the campus, and they can get a free breakfast and talk to some other bike riders and just kind of be celebrated in that way.
Okay. It sounds like a pretty full month. We've got the month, we've got the week, we've got the day. So and then on this little cheat sheet you gave me here, it's the Julie Hughes Triathlon, which is also a part of the Bike to Work May celebration.
Yeah, it's in May. It's usually the day after the National Bike to Work Day. So this year it's on Saturday the 19th, and we included that because they do have a big bike portion.
How much is that?
I'm not sure. I have Kevin Knox as a contact, 738-4664. So that is the person to call for Julie Hughes.
Okay. And then let's talk a little bit about How many, do we know statistically how many people we have in the Sitka area that bike to work?
Yeah, and actually we had a really nice jump. Every 10 years, they do the census, and in 2000 they ask how many trips do you how do you primarily get to work? And so the number of people who said they rode was like 2.5. So out of every couple hundred trips, about 5 Sitkans would ride to work. The national average is 0.05. So out of every couple hundred trips, just one. So at that point in 2000, we were 5 times the national average. And so that was just because I think we have a close proximity, and it's just an easy way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy way to get around. We don't have these massive hills, or it's not like riding in downtown cities where it's just mayhem with cars and people and things. So it's kind of a nice setup for it. Well, 2008 comes along, and at the Sitka Health Summit, being a bike-friendly community is a top goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that same year, oil hit $150 a barrel for the first time. And there was this massive effort to do more bicycling in Sitka, and particularly commuter biking, because from a health standpoint, that's the biggest impact. The reason why is that, one, you build it into your day, so you're getting that physical activity day in and day out. And it's also, if you can leave a car behind, any of the exhaust, any of the things that are put in the atmosphere are not. The most concerning of which is benzene, which is a carcinogen, a cancer-causing chemical. So if somebody can leave the car behind and bike, that has the biggest bang for your buck. I've worked in health education, and out of everything I've seen out of all of our possibilities, commuter biking is, if not at the very top, it's at the top of the list of things that are worth promoting. And so that's one of the reasons why when they do these big benchmarks and they do these goals, for example, Healthy Alaskans 2010, that's one of them. How many adults bike to work? So, coming back to the numbers, 2010 comes along, we get our another census data, and we go from 2.5 to 4.9. The national average just has this modest increase from 0.50 to 0.51. So now, we're almost
That's almost doubled.
Yeah, we've doubled in Sitka, and we're almost 10 times the national average. Now, somebody could say, well, there's a high price of gas, but there's a high price of gas everywhere. So how Sitka chose to respond to some of those things was through biking. So now it's kind of neat, and we just turned in our application in February to be a bicycle-friendly community. It's a four-year certificate, and we end in May, and so they'll let us know May 14th what level we're at, and hopefully we've made it again. But that was the first thing. They say, what are your main three strengths on the application? I put one is that we are biking at 10 times the national average, commuter biking at 10 times the national average. Two is that we do have pretty courteous drivers. And I think there's something about small town kindness. You don't want to run over your neighbors or something. It's not like this big anonymous city where you could be a crazy person. So we have pretty courteous drivers. I mean, I've been riding year round for almost 9 years, and I have done it without injury or incident. And I have motorists who are surprisingly courteous. They will stop. They'll give me room. So,
sure. So
thank you to all of them. And then number three is just like we mentioned earlier, it's our proximity. You can get here, and a lot of times in the summer, you can get there quicker on a bike than you can a car.
Oh,
so
yeah,
things
if you
are
have
close.
To come through downtown.
Right.
That's very true.
Exactly. Things are close. I mean, the standard for being a bike commuter, the national standard is, do you live within 10 miles of your workplace? That's almost our entire workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So we're close together, and it makes a bike very reasonable. When you throw on top of it that we have a mild climate, it makes commuter biking a natural.
Do you bike in the winter, too, when it's snowing?
Yeah, there'll be a few days where it just seems like it's too deep and it's a better choice for me to walk.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that out of a 365-day year, that very appropriate to safely bike, I'd say 330 days at least.
Now, do we track kids on bikes in terms of numbers, like how many kids bike to school? Because I see a lot of kids on bikes in the morning, you know, getting to school.
They do. That is one of the trackers, and they have this National Bike to School Day, which is the first time, and maybe there'll be some number counting there. I don't know where we're at with youth cycling in Sitka, but I do know that it's a great thing. And if you look at 50 years ago, how did people get to school? Oftentimes it was walking and biking. So we look at a situation where we're trying to get kids more physically active,
mm-hmm.
because as Dr. Lehman, a lot of our docs will tell us exercise is medicine. We want to go in that direction. That's part of the answer too, is saying, can we get kids to walk or bike more? So I think it's a great thing, and I think it's neat that they're doing this on May 9th, and they may start to do some counting.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll be interesting to see what the numbers are there.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably higher than the adults, I'm thinking, biking to school. It's probably higher, maybe higher than, you know, the numbers. Adults biking to work. We'll
maybe
see.
So.
Who
yeah,
knows?
Maybe so. I think our biggest strength is adults who are choosing to ride, though. That's the one thing we're really measuring consistently. I mean, that's what's on our dashboard. And that also has the biggest, I think, like I said, the biggest bang for our buck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Sitka Bike Rodeo is Saturday the 12th mm-hmm. over at the Coast Guard Station, open mm-hmm. to the public, youth-focused. And then National Bike to Work Week. And you can log your miles, I guess, or frequency at the Yellow Jersey Shop in downtown Sitka.
Yep, you can. And there's also a big national contest or a big national program where in May and June and July and into August, people can log and they can win prizes. So there's other ways to do that. But mm-hmm. for our local contest, yeah, you just come down on Friday and say, you know, I rode 3 days. And you could put your name. You know, some people, one option is they may drive to work and have their bike on the back, ride home mm-hmm. that night, and then ride to work the next day and then drive home. So they've cut down on their driving. They've saved a little bit of gas money. And so there's lots of ways to do it. And so one thing that I'd like to just kind of encourage people to think about, if you're a workplace, is there anything you could do to kind of encourage and incentivize it? Search on National Bike to Work Day. We're going to do a raffle where the more people have ridden, the more chance they get to win, and somebody will win a day off of work, a full day of annual leave.
Ooh,
which
that's
is
a nice incentive for biking to work.
It's a nice incentive. So other times, restaurants in town have said any bike commuter 15% off. So mm-hmm. what I'd like to encourage workplaces to do is think about what Raven Radio did in providing this kind of nice, covered, secure bike parking, but also think about what Search is doing and see if there's ways to incentivize bike riding. The employer works out because they have employees that are a little more happier and fit and healthier and stuff. But also from a logistics standpoint, if you could get 5%, let's say, of your employees to bike, what does that mean in terms of parking?
Sure.
So it's really kind of a win-win situation. So
it would mean that we would need more bike racks.
Yeah.
That's what
and if you
mean
think
too.
About you could fit, you know, 8 bikes in the space that it would take a car, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. All good points and lots to look forward to in May for National Bike Month. Posters are up around town, and you can give Doug a call if you have any questions. His number is 966-8734. And is there a website that people can turn to?
Yeah, there is. It's WordPress, Sitka Cycling WordPress, and people can go and check it out there. And a shout-out to Charles, who's put that together and who also deserves a pat on the back for putting our application in. So we'll let you know on May 14th where we're at.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing that. Doug Osborne from Mount Edgecombe Search, the health educator there. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Happy biking.
Thanks.